Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Sherrard has a very proud music program. We get a chance to visit with Stephen Shaw. He is a senior, and he gets some All-State honors from the Illinois Music Education Association. Plays the clarinet. Congratulations, Steve. Stephen, tell us a little bit about how that works and what happens now.
All right. So I basically, you just kind of try out at... you know, whenever you want to. And if you get chosen, you get to go down to Peoria, or I believe it changes sometimes, where you get to play a bunch of cool music with in a really big civic center. So pretty neat.
And tell us about that opportunity where you get to meet here later this month with some of the best high school musicians from across the state. What are you expecting there? That's got to be a neat setup.
I'm expecting some really good musicians, you know, and a lot of really talented people. You can meet some of those people because once you try out and you make some district-type stuff, some of those people from that district band may go into Allstate, and you might already know or at least recognize a few people. So you might get to know a few of those really talented people already. And big Civic Center is really nice to perform in, so I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, and to earn All-State honors kind of by your peers, that says something, too. You know, the Illinois Music Education Association, they think this kid from Sherrard is good enough to earn All-State honors. Come on, man, what about that?
I'm really excited, but I also spent a lot of time putting in, you know, just hours and hours and hours of practicing. Just so that way I can actually get that, get that type of honor. I'm really happy with how everything's went. And I really want to thank everyone that I've had the honor of working with for my music education. And it's really nice.
Yeah, it's great to hear. So why clarinet, and how far back does that go, you playing that instrument?
Clarinet was mostly just kind of by chance. Our first music introduction type thing back in sixth grade, I believe, we just tried out a bunch of instruments, and we were kind of short on clarinets at the time, so that's the one that they kind of put me on, and I just kept at it ever since.
And, you know, the one other thing when we talk about music programs, you really have to have support from, one, the school district, which I think you have, and two, the community. I mean, music is a big deal at Sherrard. What about that? You know, they think that curriculum is pretty important, and apparently the kids buy in too.
Yeah, they think it's pretty important. They really try to get a lot of people to, kind of at least stay with the program once you're in it, and it's really fun and rewarding, and, you know, you meet a lot of cool people, and a lot of the people that are in it are very passionate and dedicated, and I think it's very cool to be in there with everybody.
All right, you're a pep band kid, too, I'm assuming, and that's a little bit different because I always tell people, you know, pep band, you can blow off a little steam maybe on a Friday night or whatever. What about pep band? Is there, like, a certain favorite number you like to play, or you like to get crazy, you know, on those Friday nights or whatever when the pep band gets out there?
Yeah, I like having there's a few pep band songs that I wrote and I think that are kind of fun. That was a fun opportunity that I got to do. I wrote some short little stands tunes, but I think my favorite one that I've written was the Boston song that was kind of big back in the day. That one's always been fun, and then I always enjoy whenever the players come out and we do a little Hey Vamp and stuff like that.
All right. You going old school with Boston, man. You representing the 70s era out there, Stephen Shaw. All right, so senior here in high school, involved in music. So after you graduate, what are your plans?
My plans are to become a music composer because I love writing music so much. It's probably my favorite passion that I have, and I do it almost every day. So
that's great. So I'll see in 10 years, I'll be watching a movie on the big screen and they'll say music composition by Stephen Shaw. And I'll say, I know that dude. I interviewed him back in January of 2022. What are you looking at? I mean, you know, are those some of the things you think about as a potential career?
I really want to get into like music for games and movies and like tiny little like themes for whatever it may be, just like random little pop-up jobs like that. I think that'd be really fun and cool.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right. So did you have some influences growing up music-wise? You're still growing up. I know you're still a senior in high school, but I mean, are there some influences you've had along the way that have helped you with this music endeavor?
Absolutely. My old teacher, Mr. Grayson, he was a big help. He kind of helped me get into a lot of the composition and kind of encouraged me to even try out for IMEA in the first place. And then there's a few bands that I love listening to, Van Sire and Peach Pit. They're kind of out there, but I really enjoyed them, and I kind of look up to how they sound. A lot of my family members who keep encouraging me, and my friends, a lot of my friends keep telling me how great I play, and I kind of want to keep going to impress them, and they've been such a big help, and I love everybody who's been in our band program. They've been a monumentous help.
All right. Why are musicians always the coolest? And I can call Stephen Shaw one of the coolest. Hey, thanks for visiting with us today, and I love the insight about the music program, and again, congratulations on the All-State honors from the Illinois Music Education Association, and enjoy that experience down in Peoria on January 29th.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.